tzibur, so then there's nothing to be miratza on. If it's tuma dechuya, so then the tzitz will, of course, need to be activated. Moreover, we noted that in the name of the Balei HaTosfos, the Rashba, cited by Tosfos, that when we talk about the tzitz being miratza, that's not going to be a factor with respect to tumas hagavra, and we'll certainly return to that topic as well. In terms of the ritzoi hatzitz, one of the questions that we had to deal with was the question of bias hakarban, havas hakarban, versus achila. Now, this was a little bit less of a question when it came to karban pesach. Ish lefiach lo tachosu al asel. We'll actually meet one shita, we haven't seen it yet, which argues that the karban pesach has value even if a person is not going to eat it, which is a remarkable kind of a thing. So downplaying the role of achila as it relates to karban pesach. But up until now, we saw karban pesach as kind of an outlier. Right, so one of the things that's going to be discussed again is the role of the tzitz vis-a-vis the achila of a karban, which is ba betuma. Even if we say tuma dechuya betzibor, you know, how far are we going to take that idea? So a lot of it depends on the details, as we started to say yesterday. Maybe the karban pesach and the karban tamid are a different category because yeshnan lifnei hadibor. So we'll see plenty more on that subject. We'll also revisit the distinction that we left off with yesterday, which is Yachid versus Tzibor in its own right. Okay, so Ayin Chasam Aleph, second line. So Neva Masnis and Lok Rabbi Yosi. The Tanya Rabbi Blaza Omer Hatzitz Meratza Al-Achilos. Rabbi Yosi Omer Ein Hatzitz Meratza Al-Achilos. The function of the Tzitz is to allow Korbanos that otherwise would be invalidated by reason of Tumah to be nikrav al hamizbeach, but it doesn't have anything to say in terms of achilas habaylim. Okay, that's the shita of Rabbi Yosi. Kasalka daitach midakam Rabbi Yosi and etzitz meratzal achilos ki Rabbi Yeshua sirlei damer ba'inan tarte, as we recall yesterday, v'asisa olosacha habasar v'hadam. Shitas Rabbi Yeshua was that once the basar, which is going to be nitar al yedei the dam, is rendered invalid, once we've reached that stage of affairs, so the dam cannot be nizrak. Reb Lazar disagreed. Reb Lazar said, the dam is v'achacha yishafeich, and only after then v'abasar tochel. Dam is the matir for basar, but even if it's not going to be matir the basar, we are zorek es hadam. So again, kazal kadaitach midakam Reb Yosi and etzitz meratzal achilos Reb Yeshua sviru le'damar banin antarate. Nema hashta masnisin lo ki Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara says lo Rabbi Yosi ki Rabbi Lazar svirlei damar dam afal bishen basar. He really holds like Rabbi Lazar. So yihachi the ma'ilchasa ein hatzitz miratza al achilos. That really so. Why do we have to quote the halacha that the tzitz is in miratza al achilos? Rabbi Lazar wouldn't mind. Rabbi Lazar says, right, even if the basar is nitma, we still have Zrika Sadam. Li Tamech Rab Lazar Damar Hatzitz Miratza, Kevan Damar Dam, Mafo Pishin Basar, Hatzitz Miratza Lachilos, Lamai Hilchasa. So Ella, he'll tell you the Mikbe Bepigo Lafuke Mide Mi'ilo Kamiflagi. Remember, one of the fascinating aspects of Pigol is that any other additional psuol is Motzi Mide Pigol. Pigol means that in all other respects, this Korban was right and proper, but a Machshava Zara, and a singular machshava zara will have the capacity to invalidate the entire korban. And that's with respect to the mikveh b'pigul. Ula afuke midei mi'ila. That once we do the zrikas hadam, so we no longer have an issue of mi'ila when it comes to kadshe kadashim. Lezer sabah miratza tzitz ilavei. Umashri le'ketar v'kavale b'pigul umapikle midei mi'ila. Rabbi Yosi sabar lo miratza tzitz alavei v'lo mashri le'ketahar. Below Kavalei Bepigol, it doesn't kind of close the file and say there's nothing else to see here. Below Mapik Lei Midei Mi'ila. We take a look over at Rashi. Rashi expands on what I just explained. Rashi says, the Mikvainu Bepigol, the Kaimalanim Yesh Psuol Acher Bekorban Shechishi Bo Machshav Is Pigol, Eino Nikma Bepigol Lischayev Kare Salachila, so the Mermar, Yeratze, Keratzas Kasher, Kachartzas Pigol, B'masach de Menachos. One and one only. It's only the Machshava Zara chutz l'zman, chutz l'makom, that has the capacity to be mifagel. Le'afuke l'hai v'asar mide mi'ila, te'bekadche kachim zrikasan mashvi b'visaran, shas heter l'kohanim, v'sulo kadche Hashem mikru, they're no longer begeder kadche Hashem, right, after the zrika, v'nafku mide mi'ila, and thirdly, mashvile kitar, v'avagav dasu l'achlo b'tama, Rabbi Yosi Savar, by contrast, needs Rika Ksherahi, Lahotzi Sabailim Yude Nidran. Right, after all, we're saying he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yeshua, and he allows for Zrika Sadam, even Bimakom Achila even Makom Tumas Abasar, Dilova in Tarte, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yeshua. Miu Lahai Basar, the Mahani Tzitz, the Mehaviat Zrika, Mahanile, the Mikbe Bepigol, Afuke Mide Mi'ila. Right, this Zrika, which is so fundamentally challenged, is not, in Rabbi Yossi's judgment, a typical Zrika. I didn't need time. It's a challenged Zrika, because this Zrika is never going to be able to be Matir Es HaBasar. And as such, Eitan looking very sharp, if we're dealing with a substandard version of Zrika, a substandard version of Zrika Sadam, then it doesn't have the capacity to impact the question of Mi'ila. It's not Mashvile Kitahor for all purposes besides Achila, and it has nothing to say about closing the file in terms of Pigul. Any questions on those three Nafkamina? So again, Rabbi Yossi is telling us you can go ahead with the Zrika, but it really is an inferior Zrika. So let's try to summarize what we just saw. We really have three different shitos in the Tanoim. The two extremes are Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lazar says, go ahead and do Zrika. Zrika, dam zvachacha yishafech, is matir habasar tochel, but it doesn't depend on that. Zrika is the controlling element. On the other end of the spectrum, v'asisa losacha habasar v'hadam, shitas Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, if the basar is nitma, and we'll talk about possible distinctions, as we've already started to discuss, between tamei, saruf, ne'evad, all of these are relevant categories. But Rabbi Yeshua's shita is that a zrika, which will not be matir dam, is no zrika altogether. Rabbi Yossi appears to reside somewhere in the middle. The zrika can be done, and the zrika should be done. But the Zrika is an inferior Zrika when it's not Matir Es HaBasar. The Zrika is not capable of closing the book on Mi'ila, on Pigul, or on the status of the Karban as Tahor Chutz Me'achila. So far so good? Three Shitos about the Zrika and the Basar? Okay. Any questions? Because it's going to get a little bit more technical from here. It's a good stopping point. Good? Okay. So the Gemara says the following. Maskif la Rav Mari, Nihinami de Rav Yossi Sabrik Rav Lazar, Bishlam Azvachem Ika Dam, Omer Nam Ika Kometz, Lechem Apanim Nam Ika Bazichin, Alashtei Halacha, Ma Ika Lameymar. There's no analog to the Zrika Sadam and Achila Sabasar. There's nothing to talk about, you know, being Oval in the Mizbeach, that can potentially be matir or something else. V'chisema likare v'imahem, right? It's the korbanos that come with the shtei halacham, the shiva kvasim, hainu shal metzibor, right? Imkein havel hu arba, v'anan chamish atnan. The fact is, right, it was listed separately, the shtei halachem and regular shal metzibor. So it can't be the behemos that come along with the shtei halacha. And it is a fascinating thing. I just wanted to talk for a second about the relationship between the shtei halacha and, as the Gemara says, hakarei v'imahem. Even that formulation itself makes it quite clear that the shtei halacha, or the korban omer for that matter, it's the mincha that's the ikar over the zebach, over the korban. And yet, we shouldn't be obtuse to the other side of the equation. Because the fact of the matter is that the korban shtei halacha, insofar as the Karban Mincha is the dominant element, is deeply impacted and influenced by the Zevach in two respects. One, the Shtei Halachem only achieves the status of kodesh through the karban. Two, it's the zrika sadam itself, which is matir the shtei halachem leachila. Rashi, shtei halachem. Dechula achilos, Rabbi Yossi and Atzitz Meratza lachilos, kamar ma'ika le'neymar. V'chisema ha'dektani masisin she'alechem, boin betum alambi she'alechem abalos b'fnei atzman, kigon shahay lo hayu lehen kvasim, damir menachos is the boin b'fnei atzman, right? They can theoretically come on their own, which itself is a very important point. V'hano lo kamar masnisin, delesu betumma, ala b'bal yima kvasim. V'mishum ha'kvasim hikrivani mahem, Hakrevini mahim, excuse me, sheshchitasan mikadeshes esalechem, as I just referred to, uzrikas dama materasosan, kamar masnisin debalus betuma, mishum detzitz miratzi alayhu. So again, fundamentally, the shtei lechem can come alone, but normally they would come with the shiva kvasim. The shiva kvasim are important, they're mikadesh esalechem, and they're also matir the lechem. But nonetheless, that can't really be our case, as our Mishnah said, chamisha dvarim velo arba dvarim. Ela kasavu Rabbi Yossi, so the Gemara will say for now, tuma hutra b'tzibor, and you guessed it, what's the automatic and implicit nafkamina when it comes to tuma hutra b'tzibor as opposed to the chuya b'tzibor? It's the irrelevance of the tzitz. Velo bainan tzitz, Rashi immediately comments. Okay. V'hatanya, echad zeh, mazin alav kol shiva mikol chato, shayu sham debir meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer in Mazin Alev Elashlishi Vishviya Bilvad. Now we're talking about the two cases in Halacha where you're going to separate a Kohen for Shiva Yamin. One of them we all know from Masechta Yuma. What's the other case? That the Kohen is subject to the din of Prisha Shivas Yamin. Ilan? Just one more time. I just couldn't hear you. I think it's my computer is too low.
Is that by the Para Duma?
Yes, that's correct. Okay, so there is a machlokes between the Tanoim, between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, just in case there is Tomas Meis, how to handle it. So Rabbi Yossi says, you know, you just say the third and the seventh day, we'll take care of it. Right? We assume he's not going to become Tamei LeMeis during the period of seclusion. But Rabbi Meir says we have to be concerned. Maybe he really became Tamei 3 days before or 4 days before. So you're going to end up doing a Hazah Misafik all 7 days. Okay. According to Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi told Mahotra B'tzibor, Lamali Hazal Klal, why do you have to do Hazal altogether? It's definitely going to be a Karbat Hatzibor. Alam Echoverta must nisin the local Rabbi Yossi. So it must not be compatible with the Shita Rabbi Yossi. So Amalei Rapapala by Rabbi Yossi, Shtar Mizaki the Vay Trehu. So remember, Rabbi Yossi had said previously, Roani as Divrei Rulazar, Roani as Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. Have you ever seen a Shtar that's Mizaki the Vay Trehu? That says, the Tobeya is 100% correct and the Nitba is 100% correct. That's what we call talking out of both sides of our mouth. What's going on here? Titania Rabbi Yossi, Roni is Dere Belazar Bizvachem, Redere Beshua Bizvachem, Dere Belazar Benachos, Dere Beshua Benachos, Dere Belazar Bizvachem, Sheomer Damav Bishain Basar, Dere Beshua Bizvachem, Sheomer Main Dam in Basar, Main Basar in Dam, Dere Belazar Benachos, Sheomer Komets Av Bishain Sham Shirayim. Right, it's a stir mina uve. You can't hold up both. Right, a person can't say I'm in favor of tax cuts, for the wealthy. I'm against tax cuts to the wealthy. Exactly. You know, it doesn't work that way. So what exactly is going on? When he was learning the sugya of zvachim. So he says, I would figure that they would have the same argument about menachos, because when it comes to zrika sadam, maybe that's fundamentally analogous to the kmitza, insofar as zrika sadam is typically matir the basar, the kmitza is typically matir the shirayim of the karban mincha to the kohanim. So maybe, hainu hach. And the Gemara says, so when he was learning Zvachim, he assumed that they had a machlokes in Menachos also. Kaiba Menachos, when Menachos, I'm mistaken, Gechti, Pligi Menachos, Pligi Nabi Bizvachim. So the Gemara says, that sounds a little parv to me. I'm really Hatenachi Kaiba Zvachim, Mistabrik, Gechti, Pligi Bizvachim, Pligi Nabi Menachos, Dika, Kraiki, Ksivi, Bizvachim, Ksivi, as we said, Via Sisolosacha, Basar Vedam, it's about Karbanos, so you could extrapolate to Menachos. So like, Kikai ben Menachos, I'm Mistabrik, Echim Pligi Menachos, Pligi Nam Mizvachim, V'yikar Kri Mizvachim Ugdiksivi. How would you possibly learn, you know, from the Din of Menachos to the Din of Zvachim? So you're backwards. The Pesukim are talking about Zvachim. So the Gemara says, let's try again. Ela lo kashya. Ro'ani as Dibri Rav Lazar benitma v'dibri Rav Yeshua be'avod v'sarav. Benitma my time mishum deratzi tzitz. Hashem said Rav Yosi damar tzitz meratza al achilos. A very fascinating distinction. And maybe what Rav Yosi was coming to say is, I could sort of see Rav Lazar's position when it comes to nitma, and I could see Rav Yeshua's position when it comes to avod v'sarav. So the Gemara initially assumes that the reason for that is that tzitz can be meratza al atama. And maybe that's why Roa Ani as Divrei Reb Elazar, that, okay, the Basar is Tameh, but Tzitz is Meratzah on that. It's not going to be taking care of the Achilos, but at least you could be Zorek Es Adam. Avod Vesaruf, you don't have the Tzitz to back you up. Okay. Now, another point, and we'll see this in the Hemshech, is that it's very different when something is Isei Kaman, but pasul, like tame, basar nitma, versus avod versarav. You might say, right, in theory, that I'll go ahead and do Izrika Sadam, even though technically speaking it's not going to be matir the basar, and it's miratza achilos, but at least the basar is here. You have the basic tsura of a normal functioning scenario of kachin. But if you're dealing with avod visarav, what you're dealing with is something which doesn't exist altogether. You're going to do Izrikas Adam in a situation where the Davar HaNitar literally doesn't exist? That's quite a leap. Okay, so Ela Lokash, Roni, Ezdivir, Blazer, Betzibor, Roni, Ezdivir, Rabbi Yeshua, B'yachin. Betzibor, my time, Mishum, Tumah, Hutra, Betzibor. So the Gemara says that's problematic. Chad, the Shamma, Sadar, Yossi, Damar, Tumah, Dechuye, Betzibor. V'od, I Betzibor, Rav Lazar Machshir below Rav Yeshua. Doesn't Rav Yeshua fundamentally agree to that? Hamarta Betzibur Afilu Rav Yeshua Moda. Rav Yeshua will concede that point. Ella, let's try again. Ron is the Rav Lazar, but the Eved Rav Yeshua lechatchila. So the Eved Afilu Rav Yeshua Nami Moda. Diktani Moda Rav Yeshua Shim Zara Kurtza. The Gemara says no, that's not exactly accurate. Rav Yeshua says, but the Eved Shim Zara Kurtza Habetama Abav Betzarav. Diktani Moda Rav Yeshua Shim Zara Kurtza Benitma Abav Abav Betzarav Lo. He's not going to concede that Tzrika Sadam is meaningful if the Basar literally doesn't exist. Leise Kaman. Ki Kam Rabbi Yossi Ro'an is Dibre Rab Lazar B'di Eved B'Avod V'Sarav. Okay, that's only talking about B'Avod V'Sarav. Okay. So that ends up being the resolution. So again, just to review the critical points here, seems like the Tzitz, right, even if you assume that Toma Dechuya B'tzibor, the Tzitz is not going to be Miratza when it comes to Achilos, we have reason to draw a distinction between Yachin and Tzibor, Lechatchila B'dieved, and Tameh versus Avod V'Sarav. To review, we have three Shitos in the Tanoim with respect to Tumas HaBasar and Zrikas Adam. Rabbi Lazar, go ahead. Rabbi Yoshua, we're not going to have it. Bainan tarte, imein basar ein dam. And then Rabbi Yossi suggesting, well, you could go ahead and do the zrika, but don't think that this is a natural zrika that has the same capacity as a zrika, which is actually matir the basar, and three nafkamina for purposes of pigul, for purposes of mi'ila, and also to establish chutz me'achila, the basar, as, or the korban rather, as tahar. Mishnah. Nitma basar v'chelev kayam, eno zorek es adam. Nitma ha'chelev ha'basar kayam, zorek es adam. Uvim bukdashim eno chen, when you're dealing with outside the realm of korban pesach, ala avopi, shenitma ha'basar v'chelev kayam, zorek es adam. So, when it comes to the reisha, we're talking about the korban pesach. And let's review. If it's a situation of nitma basar v'chelev kayam, eino zorek es adam, we're not talking about the rov, we're talking about yechidim, because the carbon pasach exists for purposes of achila. Lashon Rashi, afilu l'Rab Lazar. Normally, Rab Lazar says the zrika sadam is always meaningful, irrespective of whatever it brings to the table in terms of heter achilas habasar. But when it comes to Karban Pesach, Ikar Pesach la'achilas Adam ka'asi. There are so many halachos about the way the achila has to go. Sliyesh, al sochu menu no, vashal mevushal, rosho al kirav al kirbo, etc. Uvi mukdash emeno chen, afil the Rabbi Yeshua. Shafilu nitma basar v'chedu kayim zorek es adam, tehatarte ika, matir v'shirayim, shadam matir emurim lemizbeach. A very important addition to the shita of Rabbi Yeshua. That as long as the dam is functioning as a matir, even if it's not functioning as a matir of achilas habasar, even if all that it's doing is being matir achilas hamizbeach, that's a zrikas adam that Rabbi Yeshua can live with. So to understand Rabbi Yeshua's position, b'shar zvachim, what we really have to understand is that he conceptualizes zrika as fundamentally a matir. We can do without achilas adam, but we can't do without any davar hanitar. Any questions on that? Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Gidol Merav, Im Zara Kurtza, V'aba Inan Achila, So Achila Lo Ma'akva. Really? V'haksev, Ish Lefi Achlo. Rav says, the mitzvah. U'la'akev lo. V'atanya b'michsas. Michsas nefashos. Melami t'yena Pesach nishchad ela minuyav. Yachol shachto shalom minuyav yeheke over ala mitzvah v'kasher. Tamalomar ish lefi ochlo tachosu. As we said, hakasav shina la v'akev. V'iskish ochlin le minuyin. So ela rav damar kerb nasan. Damar achilas psachim lo ma'akva. This is the first time we've encountered a shita that would challenge the basic idea that Karban Pesach exists for purposes of achila. Shitas Rav Nasa. So the Gemara says, "Hi Rav Nasa. Ilay mahar Rav Nasa. The time Rav Nasa Omer minayin shekol Yisrael yotzim bePesach echad tamalom bar v'shachdu so kol kal adas Yisrael ben arba'im v'chi kol kal shochten v'lo in shochet ala echad melamed shekol Yisrael yotzim bePesach echad." So if Kol Yisrael is Yotzim Pesach Echad, that means that 99.9% of society is not going to be able to eat a kezayis. So Dilma Shani Hasam, Mimash Chihani, Chazi Lahani, Vimimash Chihani, Chazi Lahani. Now this is a very interesting idea. Have any of you guys studied game theory? It wasn't as popular when I was your age, but it's an important discipline. It's a big Talmud Chacham won the Nobel Prize in economics for pointing out some things about game theory. So this is a very important concept that the halacha recognized. Anybody figure out what the Gemara is saying here? You can't say on this basis that Rav Nasan says that there's zrikas hadam even when there's no capacity for achilas habasar. Because even if you know that 99.9% of the people, if they really had all of Klal Yisrael and one Korban Pesach, would never get anywhere near it. Bi'ikaron, Nachi, go ahead.
Someone could still eat it.
Any one of them can make a viable claim to be able to eat from the Korban Pesach. In other words, Bishas Shchita, there's nothing that will say Nachi, or his alter ego, Nico, is not going to be given from the Korban Pesach. If this number of people withdraw, then these number of people remain. So we need something more concrete where Rav Nasan will go on the record and say that even if there's no possibility whatsoever of Achilas HaGavra, that the individual is going to be able to eat this Korban Pesach, there's no possibility whatsoever. Nonetheless, Zrika Sadam can proceed. So the Gemara is going to try to pursue it further. Rav Nasan Omer, Pesach Sheni, Shekvar Nizra Kadam. Akati Dilma Shani Hasem Di Mashchi Hani Chazi Lahu. Right, had one chabura withdrawn, so the other chabura could have theoretically eaten. So Gemara says, no. This might be a good rai. Mkein lisni hol ruuyin li mashich. Maishik var nizrak adam shmamina bedam talyan milsa. Aval achila lo ma'akva. As long as this rikas adam happened, then Reb Nasan is going to be satisfied, even if at the time there was an entire chabura's worth of individuals that were never going to be able to get anywhere near the carbon pass. So my duchke the Rav, the Mokim Lamastis and the Chatchila, the Rav Nasan, why would Rav want to be affiliated with Shitas Rav Nasan? Nukme kirabanan v'afilu di'aved na'amilo. So the Gemara says, Rav found the language of the Mishnah difficult. Rav masnisen kashise. Amai detanyein zorek es hadam. It says, in zorek es hadam. You shouldn't do it. So if it really was the Chatchila, b'di'eved na'milo lisni pasul alosh ma'mina in zorek lechatchila lo di'eved shapir dami. So b'di'eved, right, if one went ahead with zrika sadam, even though the baser was tamei, hurtza, the karban is acceptable, and the nafgamina is for purposes of Pesach Sheni, certainly for purposes of kares as well. So now the question is, fundamentally, what do you do if you're of Nasan with all the psukim that we quoted, b'mechsas nefashos, ilafi ish lafi ochlo, tachos alaseh, shina labakasav la'akev, everything that we thought we knew. L'Reb Nasan ish lafi ochlo lamali, deboinan gavra dechazi la'achila. The logical structures are exactly the same as earlier in the Amud, in a completely different context. Remember we were mechalik between nitma on the one hand, and ne'evad and nisraf on the other? There's a difference when you have something, even if there's a problem with it, tamei, versus it doesn't exist at all. So Reb Nasan says, I'll tell you where I draw the line. I'll admit that Izrika Saddam, where there's no human being on the other end, is not going to be effective. You need a gavra who is at least chazi. If the basar circumstantially became tamei, that doesn't bother me. That's all I understand these psukim to be telling me. So mantan alhaditan rabbanan shachto laochla v'zrakadam shalol chava pesach atzmo kasher v'adam yotzi v'idei chavaso kima neimer Reb Nasani. That sounds perfect, Reb Nasan. V'lo rabbanan. So the Gemara says no. Afilu same rabbanan in machshavas ochlin bezrika. As we stated before, we close off machshavas ochlin at shchita. It's no longer relevant when we get to zrika. So mantan alhaditan rabbanan reisha yechola b'shas shchita v'chalim. And he improved Bishas Zrika, Cholim Bishas Shchita v'Cholim Bishas Zrika Ein Shochtin v'Zorkin Alavad Cholim Bishas Shchita Shas Zrika Kima Neimer Rabbanan Hivelo Reb Nasan. So the Gemara says maybe not so fast. If he was saying Reb Nasan Gavra Dechazi LaAchila Bayinan, maybe Reb Nasan will be mod in that case, because again, even if he'll be Mekel when there's Tumas Abasar, he's going to need a Gavra who's Roy, and a Chola is not Roy. So mantan alhaditan rabbanan shachto b'tahara v'achar kach nidmo abaylam yizrak adam b'tahara v'al yochal basar b'tumma keman amar blazer machloke shnuya v'Reb Nasan hi. Okay, this must be the shita of Reb Nasan, because at least b'shas zrikas hadam, at least b'shas shchita, there was a gavra which is chazi. And that's his interpretation of ish lefi achlo tachosu alaseh b'michsas nefashos, that b'shas shchita, you have to have a gavra chazi, even if he's no longer chazi b'shas zrika. Rabbi Yochanan amar filu sem rabbanan, hachma eskinan b'tzibur, da filu b'tumma na'mi avdi. So I b'tzibur amayna basar ne'achal b'tumma, right? We thought tumma hutra b'tzibur. So the Gemara says that it's just a dinder rabbanan. Gzeir Hashem yitma abaylim la'achar zrika, then maybe what's going to happen is the next year, right, when the Bailim become Tamei after Zrika, V'yomru, they'll say, ah, yeah, this came up before last year. Eshtake lo nitmanu ve'achalnu. Last year, right, when we were all Tamei, we ate. So hashtanami neichol, v'lo yadi eshtake ki is darik dam Bailim Tameim havu. It was a perfect case of Tamei Hotra B'tzibor. It wasn't a case where they did Zrika Sadam and everything was okay, and then let's say the Nasi died and all of the Kahal had to become Tamei. Hashta Bailim Tahorim Havu. And that's a fundamentally different case. So we'll make a Gzera Dirabanan. So Ibai Seima Rab, Damar Karabishu, the Tan Rabishu Omer, Kol hazvachim shebetora, ben shenitma basar v'chelev kayim, ben shenitma chelev v'basar kayim zorek es hadam. But we have two exceptions. Nazir v'oseh pesach, nitma chelev v'basar kayim zorek es hadam, because there's still the possibility of achilas habasar. Nitma basar v'chelev kayim eno zorek es hadam. V'im zarak hurtza, Nitma habayim b'meis lo yizrok v'im zarak lo hurtza. Rashi, de'ava gav de'achila so lo ma'akva, gavra de'chazi la'achila ba'inan, v'rachman adam le'tvei nefesh l'peisach sheni. V'nazar na miksiv ki emus me'salav de'soser es nizirusa. Now the Bali Tosos point out that according to many girsos, nazir really doesn't belong here. It's not comparable to Korban Pesach in terms of the primacy of achila. Okay, so just with your permission, I wanted to circle back on one Tosos that I had noted for myself. When we were first introducing the Shita of Rav Nasan, which was a great surprise at the time, that there was somebody who felt that Achilas HaPesach was only L'mitzvah v'lo L'ikuva, and it appears to have an endorsement from the most significant of endorsers of them all, Dahainu Rav. So the Bali Tosos were a little surprised. L'akev lo v'atani b'mechsas nefashos temelari. Third Tosfos, Sanayin Chasam and Beis, V'hakra b'shchita ksiv. Omei hasam nafka, D'machsheves ochlin pasla b'shchita. Aval b'zrika amara ma'el, D'ein machsheves ochlin b'zrika. V'hechi parech mishchita azrika. These appear in the world of Korban Pesach to be completely distinct realms. Ein machsheves ochlin b'zrika. So hechi parech exactly, mishchita azrika. If Rav Nasan, let's say, has a shita when it comes to zrikas hadam, how in the world are we asking from b'michsas nefashos or ish lefi ochlo tachosu alaseh? Those are all dinim in shchita. So the Rish says the following. We never meant to completely bifurcate shchita and zrika even by the Korban Pesach. V'omri davka machsheves Ochlin leisa bezrika, ela b'shchita. Aval k'she'en lo ochlin l'ganre. But when we're dealing with a situation where, let's say, everybody's a zaki, everybody's a chola, everybody's shalol l'menuyav, af b'shas zrika, svarahi depasol, shehi ikar avoda. One more time. Shehi ikar avoda. No matter how prominent the role of shchita is when it comes to Korban Pesach, you can't take away the fact that it's still Korban, and Zrikas Hadam still matters. So it is true that in a local halacha, in terms of Machshebes Ochlin, we close the bank after Shchita. But we're still interested, halacha l'maisa, are there Ochlin b'shas Zrika? Shehi ikar avoda. Kevan de b'shas Shchita hikbir akasov, Afilu a machshava. So yeah, b'shas shchita, we're concerned about machshava, but that doesn't mean that b'shas zrika, we still don't have to have certain basics intact. Dahainu, that there are ochlin. So what we said in Amud Beis, since we've already done chazara Amud Aleph, is basically two things. We added nuance to the shita of Rabbi Yeshua. Before we thought, maybe the Zrika Saddam has to be a total matir, but what do we see here? That as long as the Zrika Saddam is functioning as a matir, Rabbi Yeshua is fundamentally okay with it, unless you're talking about Korban Pesach and perhaps Nazir. Because for Rabbi Yeshua, what does Zrika really need to be? It just needs to be a matir. And therefore, Bishar Korbanos, we could have a situation of Nitma HaBasar, but Hachelev Kayam. Okay, everybody comfortable with that? That's Shitas Rabbi Yoshua. Secondly, so there is a Shita out there, namely the Shita of Rav Nasan, that even when it comes to Korban Pesach, with its extreme focus on Achila, Ish Lefi Ochlo, B'michsas Nefashos, Tachosu Al Haseh, but Rav Nasan will say, even when we know there's going to be no possibility of moving ahead with Achila, we can still do Zrikas Hadam. Again, who remembers the Tanai of Reb Nasan? Two words. As long as you have a Gavra Chazi, right? It doesn't mean that the Achila actually has to go through. But there had to have been a theoretical possibility of Achila. Kol Yisrael Shochten HaPesach Echad. Shtei Chaburos. It's not L'chatchila, but B'dieved, such a thing would be acceptable. Tosvos. Even with our Shechita focus in the Karban Pesach, Ein Machsheves Ochlen Bezrika, we no longer are concerned about Machsheves Ochlen B'Shazrika, we still are concerned about practical things, B'Shazrika. So if B'Shazrika, there's no Ochlen left, Shalolim Nuyav, Chola Zaken, that would all be very problematic. Okay. Excellent. Any questions from tonight? Okay, so, and I always try to give you one very clear thing to take away. So, what we've obviously been talking a lot about is the interrelationship between Zrika Sadam and Achila Sabasar. And I'll just ask you guys all to think about the three-way Machlokas Tanaim. I think it's a very important Machlokas, maybe even to the point of being a foundational Machlokas in the world of Kachin. That let's say, you know, Rabbi Yossi is saying, there's Zrika Sadam and then there's Zrika Sadam. Zrika Sadam, which isn't going to be Matir Esabasar, is a weaker Zrika Sadam. And we spoke about all the Nafkamina, Pigul and Mi'ila, and to be Koved as a Tahor. So I think it is very important to try to pin down, according to the various Tanoim, how we fundamentally define Zrika. Tosfos calls it the Ikar Avoda. Nobody's questioning that. But how much do we see Zrika as a din of the Mizbeach? And how much do we see Zrika as a Matir? Right? That's really what's at stake here. Rabbi Yeshua seemed to be very, very emphatic that it has to be Matir something. Either more Achilas Mizbeach or Achilas Hagavra. Rabbi Lazar doesn't agree. I think that's a really important point for you guys to take home. And we haven't mentioned it yet today, but as we saw yesterday, does it change in the context of the Korban Olah? Tosfos. Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. If in the context of Korban Olah there's no Basar to speak of, should it really make a difference? Maybe Reb Lazar really should be mowed down that point. It's all basically Achilas HaMizbeach. Okay, so that's something that I'd like you guys to think about, trying to just lay the foundations here. These are very, very important and fundamental topics. So God willing, we'll pick it up there on Motzei Shabbos. So see everybody tomorrow. And everybody's okay with the idea? You know, I just took it for